Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1,352 of our trek, and time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and give you a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, The Trained Carpenter. Sally was very busy cleaning in their old house that she and Sam had just purchased last month. She feverishly scrubbed the floors on her hands and knees and afterward put down a new coat of wax. Sally was exhausted and sat down with a tall iced tea to rest before continuing. She heard the pounding of hammers and driving of nails from the carpenter crew who were outside busily fixing the siding. Just as Sally was starting to doze off, she was rudely awakened by someone who was loudly rapping on the door. Sally groggily walked to the door and opened it. Standing there was Joe, the crew foreman, and with his muddy boots. Joe said, "Sorry to interrupt you, Sally, but would it be all right if I came in and used the bathroom?" Sally looked back and forth between her shiny floors and Joe's muddy boots. With a hint of desperation in her voice, she hesitated for a moment and said, "Well, just a moment. Let me put down some newspapers." Joe, not being overly bright, replied, "That's all right, Sally. I'm already potty trained." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, by a carpenter, mankind was made. And only by a carpenter can mankind be remade. And our verse for today is Mark chapter 6, verse 3. Then they scoffed, "He's just a carpenter, the son of Mary and the brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. And his sisters live here among us." They were deeply offended and refused to believe him. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us. And then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,351 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally. Listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Philosophy Friday.